Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Looking for the Win-Win by Amanda Brophy. Byron, Minnesota, USA. My dad is an engineer. To me, that means he loves to solve problems. It also means that he is always encouraging me and my two sisters to think. It's like he looks at every situation in life either as a puzzle to be solved or one that has already been solved. One of the things that really gives Dad a big sense of accomplishment is when he figures out the win-win situation. This means more than just a compromise. It means finding a solution to a problem where you and the other people involved really feel happy about the result. It's not easy coming up with them at the time, but the answers look obvious once we find them. Stray shopping carts is one of Dad's win-win-wins. Whenever we go to a shopping plaza or a grocery store, he tries to park near the strays. Then we each take one and wheel it into the store. When we're walking in the parking lot, the shopping cart makes it almost impossible for a moving car to not see us, and the loud noise they make going across the rough pavement reminds the drivers to look too. That's important for us kids because we aren't as visible as adults, and it keeps us safe from moving cars that might not see us. It's also good for the people driving near us because they don't worry so much about where the wandering kids are and whether we're going to dart into harm's way. It also makes it easier to park because those strays usually take up a parking space. The third win. Store workers have less to do gathering up the strays. Dad says this keeps costs down, and that's really important for the store and the shoppers. The more I think about it, there are other wins that Dad hasn't told us about. Dad wins because he doesn't worry so much that someone might back out and hit us or even him. He's tall, but sometimes drivers can't see everything that's behind the car. When we first started bringing in the strays, it was pretty embarrassing. That was a big lose, as far as I could see. I never saw anyone else do it, and I usually had other things on my mind. Now it's just something we do. Dad says that little choices like this make our world a better place, one act at a time. I think he's right.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.